Welcome to my weekly racing podcast, recorded on Monday morning, the 29th of October. Another top-class two-year-old from Ballydoyle in Ireland, under the care of Aidan O'Brien and ridden by his son Joseph, put down a marker for big race honours in 2013 when King's Barnes won last Saturday's Racing Post Trophy at Doncaster, the final Group 1 race of the domestic flat season. To add lustre to the win for the O'Brien family, the impressive, imposing colt is bred by Aidan's wife and Joseph's mother, Anne-Marie. Having won recently at Navan on his debut, King's Barnes swept past his opponents in the closing stages in this £200,000 contest over the straight mile and became a short-priced Antipost favourite for next year's Derby in June. Of course, stable companion Camelot won this race last year en route to classic glory this season in the 2000 Guineas and both the English and Irish Derbies. So King's Barnes, a son of top sire Galileo, is in good company. His connections can dream of classic success over the winter. Well, the previously unbeaten colt, Vandeneer, ran a cracking race to be second, while Steeler, trained at Midland in North Yorkshire by Mark Johnston, was a highly creditable third. Four winners of the Racing Post Trophy since 2001 have gone on to win the Derby the following year, including Camelot, so the race has a fine pedigree, and King's Barnes certainly looks the part. Time will tell. Today, Monday, Redcar stages an eight-race programme starting at 12:40. The nursery handicap for two-year-olds at 1:10 can fall to Mill End Dancer, trained at Sheriff Hutton near York by Mick Easterby, while Blue June, trained at Midland by Mark Johnston, looks the part in the Market Cross Jewellers Handicap Stakes, a race for three-year-olds over a mile and three-quarters at 2:40. There's also an eight-race programme tomorrow, Tuesday at Catterick, which begins at 12:50. Recent Musselburgh winner Phoenix Clubs should go well in the sprint handicap at 1:20, while Piceno, successful over course and distance last week, can follow up in the handicap race over 7 furlongs at 1:50. Former Grand National winning rider Graham Lee is now on the 80-winner mark in his first season riding on the flat, and he can partner recent Pontefract winner The Tiger to victory in the handicap race over a mile and a half at 3:20. When mentioning racing over jumps, Weatherby's two-day Bet365 Charlie Hall Chase meeting takes place this coming Friday and Saturday as the jumping season moves up a few notches. Well, racing on Friday begins at 1 o'clock, and the programme features a couple of listed races, a handicap chase, and the Wensleydale Juvenile Hurdle. Saturday's quality programme starts at 12:35, and the big race, the Bet365 Charlie Hall Chase, offers prize money of £100,000 for the fourth consecutive year. It's a Grade 2 contest over 3 miles and 1 furlong, and possible contenders include last year's winner, Weird Al, and Midnight Chase, who competed in the Cheltenham Gold Cup after winning the Argento Chase at Cheltenham in January. Also on Saturday, the Grade 2 John Smith's Hurdle for top staying hurdlers is likely to include Cape Tribulation, a winner at last season's Cheltenham Festival for Moulton trainer Malcolm Jefferson. The OLBG.com Mares Hurdle, a listed race for fillies and mares, is also featured on Saturday. Also on Saturday, the main races in the annual Breeders' Cup meeting take place at Santa Anita Park near Los Angeles. Watch out for York winners Dundonnell and Charetta. They both have good chances of winning their respective races. Well, next Tuesday morning, our time, Mount Athos, trained at Newmarket by Luca Camani and the winner of the John Smith Silver Cup at York in July, is likely to be a leading contender in Australia's most famous race, the Melbourne Cup. Enjoy your racing.